Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Animals are amazing. From your pet dog to a jellyfish, every animal has something to bring to the table. I'm not just talking about their nutritional value either. The animals mentioned in this episode bring vigilantism and justice to the table. Before they group up and form the animal version of the Justice League, let's take a look at some of the most incredible cases of wild animals saving human lives.
You're listening
to Be Amazed. In 2005, a 12-year-old girl from Ethiopia was kidnapped. After a week, the kidnappers realized the police were closing in on them, so they decided to move the girl. However, out in the Ethiopian wild, they came face to face with a pride of lions. The kidnappers bolted in the opposite direction as the lions chased them. The lions weren't finished yet, however. They stood guard around the young girl until the police arrived. Once the police turned up, the lions walked away as they had completed their job. However, experts are conflicted regarding their behavior. Some believe the lion spared the girl because her crying mimicked the mewing sound of a lion cub, whilst other experts think they were probably just preparing to eat her before the police intercepted them. Whatever the case, the lions inadvertently succeeded in making the savannah a little bit safer. Next up, Rial Gwendon went on a camping trip with his family and his parents got on a boat in a lake while Rial watched on from the shore. Within moments, the boat sank with his parents on board, who later drowned. While in shock and devastated, Rial went to get help only for the sun to begin to set. The temperature plummeted as it got dark. Rial saw no other option than to spend the night outside and go to sleep. He fell asleep quickly, but when he woke in the morning, he felt something warm and furry against his skin. Surrounding him were a group of beavers. Without the warmth from these beavers, it would have been likely that Rial would have frozen to death that night. Now, the great intelligence of dolphins is well known, but did you know they can be selfless too? Well, Rob Howes and his family found this out. As they were swimming in the sea, a pod of dolphins surrounded the family. Mr. Howes realized the dolphins were herding his family closer together. The dolphins then splashed around and were very erratic with their behavior. That's when Mr. Howes noticed a great white shark nearby. The shark was stalking the Howes family until the dolphin vigilante swung into action. The dolphins kept that beast at bay and saved a family of humans. A similar dolphin-related incident happened to fisherman Grant Dixon when his ship sank. Mr. Dixon was cut and bleeding heavily from the disaster. He found an overturned dinghy near the shipwreck. As he was unable to turn it over, Mr. Dixon had to just hold on to it to stay afloat, which was problematic because a group of sharks could smell Mr. Dixon's blood in the water. They approached him and prepared to get a meal. One shark broke off from the group and closed the gap towards Mr. Dixon. But before the shark could reach him, a pod of dolphins intervened and scared off the hungry sharks. 2 days after his ship sinking, Mr. Dixon was rescued by a passing cruise ship. Maybe Aquaman was watching on these days and sent the dolphins to help out. Or maybe dolphins are just that awesome. Kevin Hines was a teenager in the year 2000 that was struggling with his mental health. So much so that he decided to end his life by jumping off of San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. As he fell to the icy water below, Mr. Hines regretted his choice. However, he broke his ankle and crushed his spinal vertebrae as soon as he hit the water, so he could barely move. But he did notice a shadow below the water. The ironic thoughts of being attacked by a shark after he chose to live entered his mind. People on the bridge looked over towards where Mr. Hines landed. Instead of a shark, they saw a sea lion. The people above saw the sea lion bumping Mr. Hines to keep him afloat long enough for him to be rescued by the Coast Guard. Without that help, Mr. Hines wouldn't have gone on to be an advocate to aid others suffering with their mental health. The sea lion did a snowball of good that day. Next up, Joanne Barnaby and her dog were picking mushrooms with a friend in Canada's Northwest Territories. As they turned, they spotted a wolf glaring at them and unveiling its teeth. Separated from her friend, Mrs. Barnaby and her dog went on a long trek into the forest to get away from the wolf. But the wolf stalked them for 12 hours. Exhausted and desperate, Mrs. Barnaby came across a bear and her cub. She hatched an audacious plan to save herself and her dog. Miss Barnaby walked towards the cub, hoping the mother bear would go after the wolf instead of her. It was a risky move, but it worked. The bear saw the hungry wolf as a threat to her cub and attacked it. Miss Barnaby kept walking fast as she heard the sounds of the two animals behind her, and while unintentional, the bear saved two lives that day. Yang Yun took part in a free diving competition inside a tank of water when horror struck. Her legs started to cramp from the cold water. She couldn't use her legs to kick up towards the surface. Yang Yun wasn't using an oxygen tank, so the fear of drowning crept into her mind. As she began to sink further into the waters below, another obstacle appeared. A beluga whale that was inside the tank with the divers clamped its jaws around Yang Yun's flipper. However, as Yang Yun began to panic, the situation wasn't what it seemed. The beluga whale swam up to the surface with Yang Yun in tow. Thankfully, belugas feed on small fish and squid, so they only have small teeth, meaning Yang Yun was uninjured. Without the aid of the beluga whale, though, Yang Yun would have likely drowned. Another altruistic aquatic animal. When actor Dick Van Dyke was younger, he had fallen asleep floating on his surfboard in the sea. As he woke from his slumber, he struggled to see the land. He had floated too far from the Californian shore. He began paddling anxiously towards what land he could spot, but fins lurked around his board and began to surround him. Instead of being attacked by sharks, the fins belonged to a group of porpoises that helped push Mr. Van Dyke closer to the shore. I'm sure they pushed with great porpoise.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another aquatic rescue took place for Yovan Vladislavich. Yovan was on a boat that sank in 1972. She took the brave option to swim to land. One of the main problems she faced, though, was she was in shark-infested waters with a deep cut on her foot. The blood would likely attract the sharks towards her. At least it would have been a problem had Mrs. Vladislavich not had a dolphin entourage. The dolphins followed her to protect her from predators and kept her afloat as she fatigued from swimming. They aided her in swimming 25 long miles until she arrived at a buoy in the ocean that she climbed on to await rescue. After raving it up at a party, an unnamed woman from Oxford, Ohio, decided to go home. As she left the house party, a man grabbed her from behind, punched her, and began choking her with her purse. As the situation became very dire, out from the cover of trees stepped the villain's worst nightmare, a deer. The deer ran straight towards the man as he harmed the woman. The man panicked and ran away whilst taking none of the woman's possessions. Sergeant John Varley, who investigated the case, believes the deer was sleeping in the brush when the commotion stirred it awake into crime-fighting mode. They say the deer is still out there, bringing justice to the rural areas of Ohio wherever it goes. In 1986, a 5-year-old Levin Merritt was visiting a zoo with his family when he slipped 20 feet into the gorilla enclosure. Levin broke his arm and fractured his skull in the fall, which knocked him unconscious. As panic ensued, Jambo the silverback approached the knocked-out boy. Jambo comforted the boy by stroking Levin's back and stood guard over him. As Levin awoke, he began to cry from the confusion and pain. The sounds of crying caused all the gorillas to retreat. Jambo took charge and escorted the gorillas calmly inside. This allowed the medical team into the enclosure safely to treat Levin. Let's just say his guardians need to read Parenting for Dummies before they visit another zoo, as do the parents of this other case that took place 10 years later. Binti Jua is a Western Lowlands gorilla. She was enjoying her day when a 3-year-old boy fell into her enclosure. The boy broke his hand, suffered cuts, and was knocked unconscious in the fall. Binti Jua approached the toddler slowly as the child's parents screamed out for help. But Binti Jua picked up the boy and cradled him to protect him from the other gorillas. Next, she walked to the other side of the enclosure with the toddler while Binti Jua's baby clutched onto her back. She arrived at the zookeeper's entrance and gently placed the unconscious toddler there to get help. Unfortunately, it hasn't always ended well for our gorilla friends when foolish parents accidentally lose sight of their child and they somehow end up in a gorilla cage. Just take the case of our dear beloved Harambe. When a child fell in his enclosure, Harambe protected the child. Yeah, he pulled the child through the water of the moat, but he also stood him up and examined his clothing. The 400-pound gorilla did not attack the child, but was shot dead for fear that he would. How do you feel about Harambe and that whole situation? Harambe will never be forgotten. This next story is also touching, but gladly has a happy ending. When Candelaria Villanueva's ship caught fire and sank in 1974, she probably thought she had little options to survive. She floated in the water for 12 hours in only a life jacket. With her hope diminishing, a giant sea turtle popped up to see what was going on. To prop herself up in the water, she grabbed onto the turtle's shell. The turtle then immediately began to swim. As Mrs. Villanueva believed the turtle was going towards land, she held onto the turtle's shell for 2 days. The turtle refused to dive and eat the whole time it had a passenger, which is what it would have done if it wasn't on a mission to save her. After those 2 days, a Navy ship rescued her. The turtle swam around the ship for a bit to check on Mrs. Villanueva before it disappeared into the ocean depths. Next up, a truly heroic dog. In 1917, during World War I, the 102nd Infantry Regiment met Sergeant Goodboy. Sergeant Stubby, as he was later known, was a stray dog that grabbed the regiment's attention. They took him under their wing, but unbeknownst to them, Stubby would save their lives countless times overseas during the conflict. He could sniff out mustard gas and hear the whistle of artillery shells to warn his regiment. Stubby would be awarded the unofficial rank of sergeant on his return to the USA. Many American presidents were also given the honor of meeting Stubby during his military retirement. Stubby's story was so inspiring that in 2018, an animated film was released about his life. He's such a good boy. Oh, yes, he is. And now on to our last story. Robert Biggs was enjoying a hike in North California when he spotted a mother bear with a cub. He took a few moments to take in the sight before he turned to leave. Only nature wasn't finished with him just yet. A mountain lion jumped onto Mr. Biggs's back, which caused him to collapse onto his knees. He then struck the lion on the head with a rock pick as he fought for his life. Then his hero intervened. The bear that Mr. Biggs was watching earlier grabbed the lion and pulled it away from Mr. Biggs. The two large animals began to grapple, only for the lion to wriggle out of the bear's grasp and run away to fight hikers another day. Mr. Biggs did get some nasty cuts thanks to the lion, but without the mama bear around, it could have been much worse. Well, that just goes to prove that nature is full of helps as well as danger. As usual, thank you for listening, and tune into the next episode of Be Amazed.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.